follow. But this controversy, and I could kind of put the controversy together, all right? This controversy involving Cam Newton, Beyonce, and the Academy. See, I clump them all together. Academy Awards, SAG Awards, Cam Newton, Beyonce, and this notion, this, and it's a twofold notion. First off, you know, all my black friends seem to forget that George Bush isn't president anymore. They seem to forget that for 7 years, Barack Hussein Obama has been president. Barack Hussein Obama has been president. A black man has been president. And all of the talk that you ever hear, that Republicans have prevented him from doing his job or passing his agenda is BS. Obama has gotten everything that he has wanted for the past 7 years. He has fundamentally changed this country. Whether it's gay marriage, whether it's women serving in the military on the front lines, combat duty, whether it's gays serving in the military, whether it's health care, whether it's amnesty for millions of illegals, sanctuary. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Obama has gotten through everything he's wanted to do. So this notion that his hands have been tied for 7 years is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And black folks seem to forget that Obama is black. That Eric Holder, the attorney general, was black. That the attorney general that we have now is black. That Valerie Jarrett. All these administration officials, all of these confidants, all of these people that are associated with Obama are either black or have an agenda that involves people working in civil rights or what have you. It's not George Bush. It's not Bill Clinton. It's Obama. Okay? It's Obama. And under Obama, the whole race thing has gotten worse. Race today is worse than I can ever remember. Isn't that a little weird? You have a black president, and yet race relations are the worst it's ever been? Isn't that weird? Isn't that bizarre? And when anything happens with black folk, everyone acts as if there's an evil white man sitting in the White House. And that's not the case. When they talk about diversity, rather it's the Oscars, the SAG Awards. The president of the United States is black. And he's been president for 7 years. Hollywood. put him in the White House. They gave billions of dollars. I mean, let's face it, billions of dollars in hard cash and publicity. Everyone forgets, or they conveniently forget, that the leader of this country is black. And we are now at a place when someone like Cam Newton, okay, acts the way he did, and if you criticize him, you are instantly called a racist. That's where we are. You can't criticize him for doing something that other black quarterbacks have never done. Remember, Donovan McNabb didn't exactly have a great Super Bowl performance. And Donovan McNabb took a lot of heat. But he sat there. He answered questions. He did what he was supposed to do as a football player, as somebody who makes millions and millions and millions of dollars playing a game. But the minute somebody says, hey, that Cam Newton, what an a-hole. Oh, you're just saying that because you're racist. What? What is that? Where did that come from? Why does race have to do with anything? Why? You know, the Seattle Seahawks lost last year to New England Patriots. Russell Wilson sat there, and had every reporter go, why did you just not hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch? Why would you throw it? You had the game won. Why did you throw it? You threw an interception. Why did you throw it? He didn't go, nah. And then get up and leave. Russell Wilson was like, hey, this is the plays of this and that and this. Guys, what do you want from me? Keep beating me up. I just, it sucks. I hate it. But this is my job, and I'm going to let everybody beat me up for the next year. Russell Wilson did it. The year before, Peyton Manning sat there, and people went, wow, you suck. You guys got your asses handed to you. You lost 40-9. You fumbled the snap right out of the gate. Yep. Yeah, we sucked. Yep, we sucked. We were horrible. They were the better team. They kicked the crap out of us. What did you do? Do you think you didn't prepare? Do you think you're getting old? You know what? Yeah, I'm getting old. Yep, I'm getting old. And we sucked. Yep. Yeah. I mean, everybody that's ever lost has sat up there and done it. Everybody. And if there's ever been reaction, the notion of, oh, well, people are just reacting to the player being like that because they're racist. But that's where we are now. That's where we are as a country. This is what Obama created. He's created this narrative. And I told you, it's the liberal agenda. It's that I'm a victim agenda. It's, oh, I didn't get this because I'm black, not because of my talent, because I'm black. Oh, you guys are giving me grief because I lost this game, or I'm part of the team that lost this game. You're giving me this grief. You're asking me these questions. You're acting like this because I'm black, not because I'm a superstar player who played like crap, who got outplayed. And now I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, which is sit here with the media and let them ask me 8 trillion questions And a lot of the answers are just because we sucked. We sucked. They were better. We sucked. Next year, we'll be better. We'll make up for what we did, just like the Denver Broncos did it. We'll be back. It's life. Got to give it to them. Got to give it to Von Miller. No, this is now, well, you're just doing that because you don't like black people. Why? Well, because President Obama has set this narrative. The Democrats have set this narrative. The media has set this narrative. State-run media. Everything works hand in hand. Twitter, Facebook, they all work hand in hand to back up these positions. Oh, you're going after Cam Newton because he's black. Oh, these people didn't win get a nomination at the Academy because they're black. You don't like blacks. Oh, this award wasn't given at the Grammy because they're black. And this is all under Obama's watch. This is all under a liberal agenda. Victimization. Oh, you didn't do it because they're gay. Oh, you didn't do it because they're Islamic. Oh, you didn't. Not that Cam Newton is just supposed to do what he's supposed to do as a player. You think those coaches want to talk to the press when they lose? You think Bill Belichick wants to sit there and have the press question every move he made? Bill, tell us, was that a good move to try the onside kick? And Bill goes, well, you know, we tried and, you know, we lost. We didn't get the ball. We didn't make the plays. They were a better team. Okay. You think after the game they go outside the losing locker room? Well, coach, how does it feel? How does it feel? Feels like crap. We lost. That's how it feels. It's horrible. I feel horrible. But, I mean, it's done in baseball. It's done in football. It's done in boxing. A guy gets his head kicked in. The guy gets his head kicked in. And if he has to get taken out of the ring before the interview to make sure he doesn't have a subdural hematoma, they wait. And there's Max Kellerman back. Stage. He's in the locker room. The boxer's got his face, looks like a punching bag. He's got ice on it. And Max is like, so tell me, when did you know? When did you know you were going to be in for a war? And the guy's like, well, they get their head pummeled in. And unless they go, and if they don't go to the hospital, they're talking to the guy. They're talking to the announcer. Yeah, it was a tough fight, you know. He was just the better man. He kicked the crap out of me. But now, it's racist. It's racist for people to say, hey, Cam, whoa, where are you going? Why are you leaving? Why are you, you're being a jerk. You're not being perfect. What? Why are you saying, what are you, racist? You wouldn't say this to Peyton Manning. Yeah, we would. Yeah, we would. If Tom Brady lost like he did, okay, like he did to the Denver Broncos, he sat there and we asked him a gazillion questions and he answered every single one of them. And if Tom Brady got up after two questions and stormed out, he'd be getting the grief that you're getting now. But that's where we are. It's racism. And Obama created this. He created this. You're a victim. And the same thing with the halftime performance and Beyonce. I mean, think about this. Think about this. You have Beyonce, who is a multi-millionaire. Jay-Z, multi-millionaire. And you have them deliberately interjecting politics into a halftime show, a football game, deliberately injecting politics. And what's those politics? White people don't like black people. Imagine a woman who made $100 million, a black woman who made $100 million last year. Between her and Jay-Z, they're worth something like $500 million. And she's doing a performance at halftime that basically says black people are oppressed, white people are bad, cops are bad, poor us, and we have to fight back. Who has to fight back? Beyonce? She has to fight back? She's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. What is she fighting back from? What is she fighting back? You know what she's fighting? Nothing. She's fighting nothing. She doesn't care about all these poor black people. She doesn't care. If she cared, if Jay-Z cared, if Kanye West cared, if Floyd Mayweather cared, they would actually give back. They would. Do you realize? Think about this. Think about this. This is fascinating. They're holding up pictures of a guy named Mario Woods saying justice for Mario Woods. Okay. First off, the guy was in a gang, the Oakdale Mob. That's number one. Number two, the guy stabbed someone. The guy stabbed someone. He stabbed someone. He was wanted for stabbing someone. The guy was a criminal. The guy was shot by a beanbag gun. The police shot him with a beanbag gun, and it still didn't hold him down. He still had the knife in his hand. He was then shot a whole bunch of times. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And that's the picture. That's the guy that the Beyonce dancers are holding up and saying, we want justice, justice. All of these people act as if all of these individuals are just these hardworking black folk that are sitting one day at the Olive Garden or Red Lobster. And all of a sudden, a black police officer walks in and goes, hey, Blackie, bang, 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 bang. I mean, every single one of these incidences are people committing criminal acts. They're people committing criminal acts. It's bizarre. It's literally bizarre. It's bizarre. Mario Woods. The guy was part of a gang. He stabbed someone. He stabbed someone. And here's Beyonce. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Imagine this. Okay? Imagine this. And here's what's funny. It was reported that Jay-Z donated $1.5 million from his failing Tidal Wave. Isn't that what it is? Tidal Wave? Tidal, whatever the hell it is music service that's a flop. $1.5 million? That's peanuts. It's peanuts, and it's a whole bunch of other people's money. It's a whole bunch of other people's money because he has partners in that title. It's not just his money, but imagine this, okay? Imagine if, and these are just a couple, multi hundred millionaires. Okay? Because it's not just a millionaire. All right? It's not just somebody that's worth a couple million. I'm talking about people that make $100 million. Imagine if you had Jay-Z, Beyonce, Floyd Mayweather, Kanye West. Remember Kanye West? George Bush hates black people. Imagine if all of them kicked in 5, 10, $15 million, okay? I mean, seriously, what's $5 million to Floyd Mayweather? The guy made $150 million off one fight with Manny Pacquiao. The guy takes pictures of himself holding hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash going, I'm going to buy some new jewelry. I'm going to go buy some spinners for my Bugatti car that's worth $2 million. So a guy that makes $150 million, and remember this, guys, remember this. When these people make $100 million, $150 million, that money gets put. Some of that money gets invested. Do you know what they make on interest? How do you think the Kennedys and the Hiltons, people like that, survive? Interest, because these fortunes are put in trusts. They're put in savings accounts that earn interest. So they live off the interest. So imagine the money. They say Michael Jordan is a billionaire. So what would $5 million, what would $10 million? It's chump change. Floyd Mayweather spends that on cars. He spends that on jewelry. So imagine this, okay? Imagine this. If each of them kicked in $5 million, and out of that money, they go to a Eric Garner. Remember Eric Garner? I can't breathe, Eric Garner. Obviously, he didn't have a really good future since he was selling single cigarettes for 25 cents a piece, right? Right? That wasn't a good future. Michael Brown, remember? He was robbing a convenience store. You saw the videos. Remember, we were told that had nothing to do with the case that you that was wrong for. Regardless. He didn't have a good feud. He needed a little help, right? Mario Woods. He's part of the Oakdale mob. Selling drugs. He needs a future, right? Okay. So, $1 million divided by about 20,000. It's actually 20,800, but just to be even, 20,000. If you took $20,000 and gave it to an individual, you could service 50 people with $1 million. That would be equivalent to a 40-hour work week getting $10 an hour. Minimum wage is $8. People say it should be raised. So right out of the gate, you could give $20,000 to 50 people out of $1 million. I would say that's a pretty good head start for individuals who want to turn their lives around. Am I wrong or am I right? Am I wrong or am I right? A poor black man or a poor black woman could easily pay their rent for a year with $20,000. That $20,000 could give them a head start beyond anything the government could do, a loan, a grant, $20,000 could easily change the lives. Change the lives of black men and black women all over this nation. So $10 million would change the lives of 500 people. What's $10 million to Beyonce, to Jay-Z, to Kanye West, to Oprah Winfrey, to Tyler Perry, to Michael Jordan? If five of them go in together, that's two million. Floyd Mayweather brags about spending $2 million on rims for his car. What's $2 million? Nothing. But in the grand scheme of things, $2 million could support 100 underprivileged black men and black women who are trying to get a head start in life so they don't become an Eric Gardner, so they don't become a Mario Woods. Why doesn't Beyonce do that? Why doesn't Jay-Z do that? Why doesn't Kanye West do that? Why doesn't Kim Kardashian do that? Think about all the money the Kardashians have. Dead? You create a performance at a halftime show where you taunt cops. You praise the Black Panthers, which was founded by two individuals, one of them being Huey Newton, who was a criminal. I mean, it was a criminal. Look up Huey Newton's history. You parade around a picture of a gangbanger, Mario Woods. You cry for equality. What is Beyonce doing? And that's your part. That's what you hear. Well, she's just making people aware. She's doing her part. What part is that? What part is that? Don't you think it'd be a little more impactful if Beyonce said, you know what? Me and my buddies, we got $10 million. We're going to help 500 people. A music video showing me on a police car? Like the police beat me? The same police that are escorting me to the Super Bowl? The same police that me and my husband rely on to protect us? The same police that are our bodyguards? Yeah, I'm going to lay on this cop car in a music video and talk about the unjust treatment that black folk have from the police, and particularly white people. While I'm a multi-millionaire. And there's my part. I'm not going to give any money. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, we are. We're going to give $1.5 million to Black Lives Matter. $1.5 million from a failing company. We're going to give $1.5 million. It's not even our money. It's a bunch of people's money. And if anybody speaks against what our Super Bowl performance is, you're racist. You're racist. You're a racist. Amazing. 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 And they're all the same. All of these black millionaires are the same. They scream racism. They scream inequity. But they're the ones that do nothing. Make a video? What the hell's making a video going to do? Eric Gardner, who's selling cigarettes on the corner, he's watching a video going, yeah, you go, Beyonce. Awesome. Great. What did that do for me? None of these people give a crap about black folk. Just like the president don't give a crap about black folk. The unemployment for black folk is the worst it's ever been under this president. Fact. Fact. Relations with black folk. The worst it's ever been under. I mean, this president has done nothing for black folk except give them a platform to bitch and moan. That's it. Doesn't do a thing except say, hey, you know what? It's all right. You can bitch and moan. Go ahead. And you could scream racism. Don't worry about it. Go for it. So you have celebrities like Beyonce and me. Seriously. If they want to make a statement, if they really want to make a statement, they would put their money where their mouths are. They would say, yeah, we have $10 million, and we're going to help 500 people. Think about that. 500 people to basically get a year's worth of work. A year, here you go. Here's $20,000. This will now take care of your rent, take care of your food, and you now can go and get vocational training. You could go and be a nurse's aide. Hell, you could go to college. Forget vocational training. This will give you a head start. This will give you the opportunity to do things that you wouldn't be able to do because you're working a 40 or 50 or 60 hour a week job just to make ends meet. And you would love to go to school, or you would love to take vocational training. You would love to get your GED. You would love to achieve more success because you play by the rules, but you can't get ahead because you can't do it all. You can't get child care, whatever. But here's $20,000. Here's $20,000. Hell, you already have a job? You already work, but you can't afford to go to college because you don't make enough, and what you make barely covers your rent, your food, clothing. Well, guess what? Here's $20,000. Now you can go to college. Now you can get a degree. $10 million would help 500 people. So why don't you tell Beyonce, why don't you tell Jay-Z, why don't you tell Kanye West, why don't you tell Kim Kardashian, why don't you tell Jada Pinkett Smith, instead of bitching and whining and saying, look what everybody's doing to, not us, because we're millionaires, but all of them. Instead, say, you know what? We're going to help them. Because guess what? The white man won't. The evil white man that won't give us our awards won't. So we're going to do it. We're going to help our community. We're going to do the right thing. When I pick up my check, my $15 million for appearing in the worst movie of the year, Concussion, I'm going to take $2 million of that, and I'm going to help 100 black folk out. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take $2 million of my $15 million paycheck and help black folk out. 100 of them, to be exact. Imagine how many people, imagine this, Imagine how many people would be helped if you got 50 or 60 of the top black entertainer, performer, athlete, money makers. Imagine 100 of them, and there's more than 100. There's more than 100. Every year from that NFL draft, you get instant multi-millionaires. Imagine the Tyler Perrys, the Oprah Winfreys. If you got they could put together $100 million. $100 million. You know, think about how many thousands of black folk would be helped with $100 million. And imagine how easy $100 million could be raised from Beyonce, Jay-Z, Floyd Mayweather, Chris Rock, Will Smith, Tyler Perry, Denzel Washington, Samuel L. Jackson, Spike Lee, the guy's got a $20 million house. The Kardashians. Imagine all the white people who are black by injection. $100 million would be nothing, and that would help thousands and thousands of black folk get ahead. But they don't do that. Instead, they make music videos. Instead, they do halftime performances and do black power salutes and praise criminals like the Black Panthers and criminals like Mario Woods. That's what they do. Because it's easy. They're not going to take any money from their pockets. They're not going to actually do something that would matter in black folks' lives. Because in reality, as much as they say they support the black community, these black people don't like black people. End of story.